In today's emergency market update, we've figured out where the price of Bitcoin is heading next.
We've analyzed all the data and have looked at all the hidden factors to figure out if the next move is bearish or bullish.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
This is an emergency market update episode. We've just seen a bunch of huge announcements come out from the Trump government. We saw some very volatile movements in the crypto markets. And based on some new press conferences, we figured out whether the next move for crypto is going to be bullish or bearish.
There has been some significant volatility in the markets as of late for a number of different reasons. You know, it seems as though there's a new tariff being announced on multiple countries from around the world, which has ultimately created some fear and uncertainty in the market, because nobody knows for certain if Trump is going to follow through on these tariff, 25% on Canada, 25% on Mexico. He's talking about China, maybe imposing that on the European Union.
Right.
What happens if he does follow through? What is the cascading effect? And people don't necessarily know what that means. But he's also shown signs in the past of not necessarily following through on everything that he says. And these could be bluff, you know, negotiation tactics to get exactly what he wants. Mm-hmm. But this could end up being ultimately bullish for risk assets in the long term.
Yeah, I mean, look, think about what we just saw. Last week, we saw the largest liquidation in the crypto market ever by dollar value, and the biggest since the COVID crash of March 2020. Now, when it comes to what actually happened, people just fear uncertainty, right? People want to know what's happening in the market, whether it be the stock market or the crypto market. In uncertain times, people panic sell and they want to hold cash. And sometimes that works out and sometimes it doesn't. And as you mentioned, I think a lot of what Trump is doing right now is he has to kind of start ruffling feathers and making good on his quote unquote promises that he campaigned on to get into power. So he's strong arming Canada, he's strong arming Mexico, China, to start to get them to mobilize and do the things that he wants to. Do I think he's actually going to follow through with these 25% tariffs? No, because as we saw, the stock market, the whole US economy relies on a lot of these goods that are coming from US, Canada, China, or Mexico. So he can't just cut these ties. But what he does want to do is say, look, we're not just all talk. We have the power to do things, and we will. Now, when it comes to the crypto market, what does that mean? So we saw Bitcoin plunge from like 102 to 91K in a daily candle. Then it swiftly recovered. Now, that's not a massive drop for Bitcoin, but altcoins dropped 30, 40% in a day. We saw massive capitulation on Ethereum and a lot of the altcoins associated with that. So is that market makers from centralized exchanges just manipulating based on some potentially bad news to shake weak hands out? Or is that a sign of a massive market reversal and we've entered a new bear market, right?
Well, I think there's definitely manipulation that occurs. Look at this, did happen on the weekend. So it is a low volume environment, which allows for an easy manipulation of prices. I think these centralized exchanges, big market makers, et cetera, can move the price of large assets like Ethereum, like XRP, stuff like that. What it ends up doing is it has a cascading effect, because you have all these retail traders who analyze or who are looking at these charts 24/7, not touching grass. And what do? They hop on and start selling their low cap altcoins for a loss and end up buying back higher at a in the future. To me, it makes no sense. But I do understand that when Trump is doing these things, he's doing it because he wants goods made in America. Like, he's always talked about, like, let's bring manufacturing home, let's create jobs and all these things. And this, basically, he's trying to, by raising the tariffs, you know, to where they are, this 25%, it's going to allow him to abolish these capital gains taxes, which he's alluded to when it comes to crypto capital gains, removing it to zero. So to me, it looks like he's trying to bring everything in-house, and that's for cryptos. So, like, we're still looking at these US-based cryptos because that is what he's driving. He's using other countries' money to supplement all the capital gains taxes. I think this long-term, this is going to create... So let's say you're an individual in the US, you're making 120K a year and you're getting taxed 40%. So you're losing like 60 grand a year on your earnings. Imagine now being able to retain that 60K because of this is like short-term pain, long-term gain. Mm-hmm. If you have 350 million people all retaining their earnings, that can flow into the markets.
Yeah.
You know, I think like we need to look past some of this little bit of fear and look to the long term, especially when they're introducing such a strong crypto framework within the US. Like, we just had the crypto Caesar give a press conference. Yes, he didn't name any coins, but ultimately it was bullish. It was talking about creating the golden age for crypto in America. Like, this is extremely bullish in my opinion.
Yeah, I think when you zoom out a little bit on the so-called trade war and the tariffs, I think what is actually happening is just political posturing. It's just the Trump administration saying, look, we're here, we're new, we're back in power, and we're going to ruffle some feathers. You got to play along. Canada and Mexico both kind of played along immediately, saying, you know, Canada has created this fentanyl czar and adding border security and Mexico. So it's showing that the countries are like, okay, look, we have to kind of have to do what he says a little bit because America is the global superpower. So do I think there's going to be a massive earth-shattering global trade war? No. So I think those fears are overblown. And then, like you mentioned, when you look to the crypto-specific stuff, so just a few days ago, we saw this David Sacks guy come up, and he said, we are at the start of the golden era for digital assets. And he said, we're looking at, I believe for sure they're going to be implementing a Bitcoin strategic reserve.
Yeah.
Senator Loomis said, look, they're passing bills to enable proper stablecoin regulation to foster innovation for crypto in the United States, which is going to open the floodgates for massive institutional investment in certain crypto projects, especially those that are based in America. And what is the market's response? And people that hold small cap altcoins, they're like, oh, I'm going to sell my... it's heartbreaking because you can see it. We pull up Dex Screener on like all of these coins we trade. And you know, you see this press conference where they're like, listen, this is the very beginning of the golden age of digital assets. And you see some clown on Dex Screener sell $5,000 of a small cap altcoin at a loss for $3,000.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really frustrating, but you know, people always do the wrong thing. That's why we always talk about this show. Do the opposite of what people say, do the opposite of what it seems like the market is telling you to do. People always make the wrong decisions, and that trend is continued. So when the most powerful government in the world is telling you they are maximum bullish on Bitcoin, altcoins, I can see DeFi regulation, I can see staking, and especially USA-based altcoins, what is the market's response? To sell. And it is just such a fake out. Like, I think you really have to have more of a long-term mindset. Think about stock market investing. These guys have multi-year time frames.
Yeah.
In crypto, unfortunately, with the TikTok generation, these guys have
2 seconds.
It's a 5-minute time frame, right? So they buy a coin, goes down 0.1%, upsell, I'm out, and back to TikTok, right? Yeah. It's brutal. But like, I really hope that you guys can just have a little bit more of a long-term mindset. Zoom out and see what's going on in America. Crypto is about to change and really become mainstream in the largest economy in the world, and that's bullish.
So because of that massive liquidation event that we had, when I went onto the Ethereum chart, I pulled up the weekly time frame on TradingView and had a look at all the different wicks that looked identical. We just created this massive wick down to $2,000 for Ethereum. 100% of the time, that most of that wick gets filled again over the next like 3 to 4 weeks. Before a massive move to the upside occurs. What do I see? I see Eric Trump posting, now is a good time to buy Ethereum. I saw ETH staking ETFs being announced and mobilized. I see BlackRock tokenizing everything on Ethereum. I see Coinbase listing Ether.fi along with BitTensor Tau. You know, that's an Ethereum staking protocol. I see this Ethereum BTC ETF that was created. I see outflows from Bitcoin and inflows into Ethereum. It just seems as though at some point in the very near future, we are going to see Ethereum move upwards And that is going to bring a lot of altcoins along for the ride, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We had some really positive data come out. The highest manufacturing, it's the PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, came out. It is a huge indicator providing insight into the health of the manufacturing sector. Then we also had a very positive 3.9% GDP forecast from the Atlanta Fed. So these are just like forecasting that the U.S. economy is looking actually quite strong. Mm-hmm. Jobs report came out under expectations, but that is kind of, in my opinion, going to potentially lead to rate cuts. Mm. We have Trump asking for rate cuts. We have Larry Fink asking for rate cuts.
Right.
I think they're going to find a way to do it this year, and I don't think the market's pricing it in. When that happens, that's when risk assets can actually explode, and it's going to make it a lot easier for people to borrow money to, you know, invest into these risk assets.
Yeah, end of the day, I think there's a lot of bullish signs for still the U.S. economy, still the crypto markets. Do you think that these altcoins, Ethereum and all these Ethereum altcoins, and even some of these small and mid-cap altcoins, where are they going to be by Q4 2025? I think a lot higher than they are in Q1 2025. I think people that are selling in Q1 of this year are going to regret it massively. This is a shakeout before the most crypto-friendly administration we've ever seen in the entire world starts to actually make good on their promises. And I think what you're seeing here from the Trump administration, kind of echoing, just kind of continuing my thoughts from earlier in the episode, is, so Trump, he's already had a term, right? This is his second term.
Yeah.
And with the presidential terms, it's 4 years. After 2 years, there's the midterm elections. If you haven't done a good job of making good on your promises after 2 years, then they can kind of take your power away. So really, he has 2 years and less than that to start to like say, like, look, we're actually going to do what we said we're going to do. So that he campaigned on these trade tariffs and he's doing it. What else did he campaign on? Bitcoin strategic reserve, crypto regulations, all this kind of stuff, like this wild, this new golden age. And they're actually going to do it. He's only been in power for a month.
A few days. It feels like he's done more than what Biden did his whole time.
And they're actually making moves. So do I think that he's been all talk with his crypto and he's not going to follow through on it? No. He's got 2 years to appease all the things that he ran for his campaign on. And I think they are going to bring in some of the most insanely bullish crypto things for America, which is going to lead for massive institutional investment adoption. And all these companies that are in America that are building crypto are going to have huge support from the government. So is this bullish or bearish? It's bullish. Everything that's happening is bullish. I think right now, Q1 2025, we're seeing a bit of a shakeout. Weekends get shaken out. I just really implore you all to have a more long-term mindset with investing. I know it's tough with so much noise on crypto Twitter, on TikTok, on YouTube, but just zoom out a little bit and say, where is the world at with crypto adoption? Is now a good time to be getting out of this industry or getting into this industry? And I think if you look at everything that the U.S. government is telling you, the conclusion is it is a bullish multi-year run that we are set up for.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Look, we've deployed as much capital as we could, especially on that flash crash. You know, I was dollar cost averaging into some of my bigger holdings, like BitTensor, and then I just slide over into staking. I'm receiving 18%. I don't even have to think about it. I'm like, I know what's coming down. Like, I know what's coming. Look at what Barry Silbert's doing. Look at what Coinbase is listing. Look at what Larry Fink is saying. Look at what the White House is saying. I think to your point too on Trump too, it's like his first time in office. It was quite interesting because he wasn't a politician, so he didn't have his buddies around him. I think he learned a lot from that time. And now he's in here, he's like, look at what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you guys. Mm-hmm. And he's really speaking with his actions so far and everything that he's promised. And even in David Sachs' press conference today, it's like, yeah, we're making this happen.
Yeah. And so if you look for specific altcoins or areas that are actually going to be even more bullish than the market, as we've been, you know, pounding the table on, USA-based altcoins. So whether it's large caps like XRP or Ondo or HBAR or small caps like AXGT or Sturdy, these are all USA-based altcoins. And you saw what that news that came out, I think it was last week, they said that World Liberty Finance, they're offering a deal with USA-based crypto projects, where if the USA-based crypto project invests $10 million into World Liberty Finance, Trump and his family, WLFI, will buy $10 million of that altcoin's coin. They're going to pump their coin.
Crazy.
So think about what happened if a company like AxenDAO did that.
Right.
That means that they're basically partnered with the Trump family. That would be bullish.
Mm.
So look, I think
$10 million purchase into AxenDAO would fucking catapult that thing to like $2.
Yep. You never know.
I know you
don't know. With Trump and USA-based altcoins, I think you just have to stay bullish. Don't get shaken out. Look at the macro trends. I think we are set up for a very, very bullish year in crypto and possibly multiple years in crypto with crazy regulations.
Dude, World Liberty Fi just bought another $220 million of Ethereum during that eight-hour flash crash, mm-hmm. bringing their total holdings of crypto to $500 million.
Yep.
I think their average purchase price is somewhere around 3,000 Ethereum or something, 3,200. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're buying that just for like a $1 increase in price?
They're going to send that thing.
Like, fucking pay attention, folks. Like, this is a very important time. And this is probably one of your last chances, I think, to front run what is coming, in our opinion.
I think people are picking up pennies in front of a freight train that is about to come. So zoom out. Stay bullish. Try not to get shaken out. We remain bullish for crypto for this year. I think there's so many good things about to happen. So, stay focused.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.